Welcome to Inside the Blue Zone. I'm today's host, Davion Harfield. Inside the Blue Zone is a high school student athlete podcast that is created and produced by Sparring Sound Productions. We are also located in Central California at Central Union High School. Inside the Blue Zone is a discussion between our student athletes that are currently in season. Today, we will be joined by our members of the Sparring Girls Wrestling Team.
Diana Gonzalez.
Samantha Reese.
Valentina Soto.
Abrielle Molina.
Ella Subo.
I'm Arabella Rascon.
Okay, the first question for y'all is, what inspired y'all to start wrestling?
So I started with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu since I was little, and I just grew up around MMA and fighting in general. And so I knew wrestling was in high school, so I just started with the next thing, with wrestling.
Same goes for me. I've done Jiu-Jitsu my whole life, and wrestling was the closest sport to it in high school, so I decided just to take that one.
What inspired me was my brother. He did it, and I saw him do it, so I liked how, like, what the sport, like, brought, so I just decided to try it out, and from there, I started to like it.
The same thing for me. My brother was the one who inspired me to start wrestling, and I started last year because I watched him, and I watched how much he enjoyed it, and I think it was something that I was interested in, too.
What made me start wrestling was when I did jiu-jitsu when I was little, and I kind of got tired of it, and I wanted to try something different.
What made me want to start wrestling is I've done jiu-jitsu since I was like 6 or 7, and I've been playing soccer all my years of high school, and I just decided to try something new for my last year, and I enjoy it so far.
So what prepares y'all mentally for your match?
I would say definitely music. I think having a specific playlist and specific songs that I play like right when I need them to, it helps a lot to put me in the mindset. But also talking to my friends who understand like what I'm going through, like my mental state, and also coach. The coach helps a lot. Certain coaches, specific coaches.
Yep. Same thing, like music makes me relax, makes me calm down. As well as talking it out with people, like talking like of what I'm going to do. And just like talking to coaches as well, because,
oh, yeah.
I'd say like watching TikTok, because I don't really like talking to people because it doesn't help at all. So, yeah, it just takes my mind off it so I don't overthink anything.
I like to talk to people that have like gone through it all. Like, so for example, the people that are in college wrestling, I look up a lot to them, so I like to talk to them before my matches.
I say music too. It gets you very hyped up, and especially talking to your teammates and when they send you out or when they pump you up, like I think that gets me motivated for the matches.
Something that helps me is listening to music and just talking so I can forget the nerves and yeah.
Can y'all share a memorable moment of your career in wrestling?
I don't know. Probably last year. It was my first year wrestling in CIF. And so I was like, oh, I'm going in. I'm going to win. I'm going to take CIF. I did not win CIF. I placed fifth. I placed fifth in CIF. And I thought, oh, my God, this is the end. Like, I wanted to go to state this year. I thought I was going to do this. I felt, like, so much pressure because I had done wrestling and jiu-jitsu all my life. And I was like, oh, my God, I want to do all this. And I placed fifth. And it takes 4 to go to the next level, to masters. And I was like, oh, okay, well, now I'm done. And then that week after, I was like, oh, well, now I got to just move on to whatever's next. And then that Friday before masters, my coach, he texted me and he's like, hey, the girl who got 4th got hurt. You're up. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, you're going to masters. You're going. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was so excited. And I went around telling everybody and nobody cared because they didn't care about wrestling. But I was super excited. And then I had to lose like 4 pounds because I already started eating again.
Something I wouldn't forget would be like whenever I got my first ever win on wrestling. I thought it meant so much to me because, like, all the hard work and everything I put, like, towards it, it paid off. So it felt good to win. Like, yeah.
Something I'll always remember was my first tournament last year. I think it was University City, and I got third place. And that was kind of what, like, made me really start, like, wrestling and enjoying it more.
A memorable moment for me in wrestling was when I won my very first tournament. It wasn't that big of a deal because it was novice, but it did really mean a lot to me. It opened my eyes and realized that, like, all the nerves, like they didn't really mean that much because I'm better than what I thought.
And same goes for me. I think, well, since it's barely my freshman year, I say, like, my first wrestling match that I won, it does hit you. And you do take it in and you're just like, this is really what I want to do. So, yeah, it was very memorable for me.
Something memorable for me is probably my first win. It just felt good. All my hard work paid off.
How do you guys balance wrestling with other aspects of life, like schoolwork and all of that?
Definitely, like, finding a system of a schedule throughout your day that helps, like, learning, like, okay, at this time I'm going to do this, at this time I'm going to do this, like, I'm going to wake up at this time so I can go run, so I can lift, when I come home I'm going to do my homework first and then shower and all this and get everything done. Definitely, like, and also, like, a support system, just like your parents helping you, like, to motivate you, like, hey, like, you gotta go to the gym, like, this is gonna help you, it's good for you. And just, like, also your teammates helping to motivate you. Just, it plays a lot into it, the people that you're surrounded with.
Yeah, honestly, same thing. Like, having a schedule, getting yourself organized. Yeah. So, like, you're not all over the place. It's better, like, to be organized. So you can, like, oh, get home, I'll shower, do my homework, finish everything I gotta do. And then from there, like, repeat the day. But, yeah.
How I balance school and work. So I like to finish all my work at school so that when I get out of practice, I can just rest, because wrestling is a very draining sport and you put your all into that one, like, that 2 hours, and you're just come home really tired. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree, because wrestling is very demanding and it takes a lot out of you. So finding a balance is really good. And, like, I agree with everything that Arabella and Valentina said.
Yeah, I think the same. I think you really have to balance it out, because say, like, you're failing a class or you need to go to tutoring, but wrestling overlaps with that timing, because wrestling does start straight after school and it does end later on into the afternoon. So I think, like, you really gotta schedule yourself out throughout the day.
Yeah, same with Aubrey. I try to finish all my work at school so that after practice I can just have all that time to relax and do anything I need to do.
Just to add on to what Sammy said, but also learning how to make sacrifices. Like, there's a lot of times that people will, like, invite you, like, oh, hey, let's go to Wingstop, and you're like, no. Like, I have practice, like, no, and I gotta make weight. Like, just learning how to, like, sometimes you wanna do this, but it's like, no, like, I want to be better. Like, this is what I like to do. And it's like, you do have to learn how to make sacrifices. But you love it, and it's what you do.
The discipline.
That takes up. Yes.
So, who is y'all role models in wrestling?
Do not say that. He's gonna get so, like, oh, yeah, state champ. I don't know. Probably, she's an Olympian, Amit Allure. Oh, I love her. I love her so much. She's like, wow. Like, I love her. I love watching her. And I got to meet her in the summer. She's so cool. She's awesome. I love watching her. And she's, like, super, like, inspirational, just, like, her story. But also just my teammates, like, seeing how much they enjoy it and how much they push themselves to do better. That's like, wow, like, it means a lot. Like, it makes me want to do even better and be better for them.
I think someone that inspired me was, I don't really know. I think my coaches, because, like, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am right now. Like, I wouldn't know what to do without my coaches. And I really look up to them, because they're the ones that, like, taught me everything. They taught me how to shoot. They taught me from the first beginning, from the first step of wrestling, they taught me everything, you know?
I'd say someone who inspires me is my brother, because he is the one who got me into wrestling in the first place. And since he already knows a lot about wrestling, like, I can always talk to him whenever I need, like, advice or something. Like, when I'm struggling with confidence or I'm having a bad day at practice, he'll always, like, reassure me and stuff. So, yeah.
Someone I look up to is definitely my coach. I just... Somebody I look up to is my coach, because I remember that they were once in our position, and yeah, that's just, yeah.
Somebody that's my role model or in wrestling is probably Coach Sanchez. I've only been here for a month, and I've already learned a lot, and I've placed at every tournament I've been at so far, and yeah, so I'm just grateful that he's here to help me and throughout it all, so.
Someone that I do look up to is the upper class, the seniors, the juniors, and some of the sophomores, too, that do have a lot of experience with CIF, Masters. A lot of our captains on the team, they are really good, and they inspire you. They make you better at practice. So, yeah.
So how do you guys handle setbacks or injuries?
Oh, geez. Just rest, like, not... Sometimes rest doesn't mean to totally stop and just, oh, I'm not going to practice today. Sometimes rest means to take care of, like, what's wrong, but to keep going and improve what you're lacking. Last year, I tore my AC joint on my shoulder, and it was bad. So I was got out for, like, most of the season. And so I hurt my shoulder, but I didn't hurt the rest of my body. And so I just kept going to practice, and I would work on my footwork, on everything else that I could. And it's... But also, it's just learning how to stop when you need to. Like, you need to go to the doctor. Like, you need to do your physical therapy. Like, you need to take medicine. Like, you need to learn how to take care of your body because wrestling is, you need your body. You need to learn how to take care of yourself so that you can go out there and perform that way that you want to.
Yeah, same thing. Like, you need to, like, focus on yourself. You need to put yourself first. You need to make sure you're healthy, because wrestling is, like, a very... painful sport. It's very painful, and it's very hard. If you get hurt, you won't like want to stop. Like, that's the thing about wrestling. You won't want to stop, but you still want to go. But 100%. Even if you get hurt, like, if I would have gotten hurt, like, I would like still go to practice. I'll go, like, at least try to do something. I wouldn't like stop. Yeah.
So put in that work and I'll get hurt.
I think dealing with injuries is, like, pretty hard for everyone, because it's, like, you do have to take time off and recover yourself, so that way you come back to practice or those tournaments or those dual meets that week 100%. You can't be, like, just 25% at practice and at those tournaments, because then it affects not only you but your team too. So I do think it's tough when you do get injured, but, I mean, wrestling's a tough sport, so... It's gonna come.
Yeah, I agree. You need to know your limits, and because if you go to practice not 100%, you're not betting anyone. Like, you're just doing worse for yourself and probably injuring yourself more in the process. So, I think it's better to look out for yourself.
Dealing with injuries, like if you have like a hurt arm or something, you can always just practice like your footwork or your stance or something. So there's always going to be some sort of pain in wrestling because you're just going hard. But I think that if you just condition yourself and just work through it, then it'll be good. But if you do really are hurt, just take a break, because it'll make it worse.
Okay, for the final question is, what is y'all goals for the future for wrestling?
I don't necessarily know what my exact goal is. I know this year I want to go to state. I want to go to state, and I'm trying to put more work in, and I'm trying to work towards that. As for after high school, college, I'm not sure. I think I just want to see where it takes me. I might go to college with it. If it's an opportunity for me, I'll take it, because I really do like wrestling. I enjoy it a lot, and it opens a lot of doors, not just for people who have done it for forever their whole lives, but even new people who come in, they can, if you put in the work and if you're dedicated and you love it, it can open so many doors for you, so many experiences.
My goals are probably, I don't really know. Probably to be like, to get better, get everything, like all of my weaknesses out of the way, and to like get them better, fix all my mistakes. And then I'll probably like after high school, I'll probably like, I want to be a doctor. I want to help people out, like people with injuries. I want to help them out because I know how much they struggle. I know what a struggle it is. So I really want to help people out.
I think a lot of our goals is to make it to the top, which is state. And I think that's pretty much the farthest you can go within high school. So I do think a lot of our goals is that. And then just to be good at our sport and to help the school and the program out. Because it's not only girls, but it's guys too. So, and just since we're such a small town, to make Central known for their wrestling.
I'd say my goal as of right now in wrestling is probably to eventually place at CIF. I wouldn't say I have a goal for after high school because I don't think I'm that into wrestling to set a goal that far in the future. But, yeah.
I'd say my goal for wrestling is to make it to CIF. It's my first year, so, yeah, and hopefully get placed. And after high school, I'd say I don't want to continue wrestling. I want to focus on school and my careers.
I'd say my goals for wrestling is just to make my parents proud and prove that even though it is my first year, I can achieve things at a high level.
Okay, so that will be our last question. I want to thank y'all for coming out, and that's the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.